I do get vertigo sometimes, and it's not cool.
What is it like?
In front of elevators.
What is it like?
What if I get queasy?
Lose your equilibrium.
Like in elevators, you get vertigo?
Either in standing in front of an elevator or inside of an elevator sometimes.
It happens before you get in the elevator?
Yes.
What the heck?
You get vertigo when you're looking at an elevator?
Sometimes, yes.
Because you're thinking about going on the elevator?
Yeah, because like there's, I lose sense of like elevation, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to know where I am at all times. You go. And when I'm in an elevator, I do not know that.
They have like no perception of depth.
No depth perception.
No, yeah. No perception of depth.
Yeah. You guys trying to sound extra intelligent tonight, bro. So you get, okay, we're listening. We haven't forgotten about you, Mike. He's okay.
We just took a commercial break.
Yeah. That's the end of the matter.
So you get vertigo when you look at an elevator. So do you ever use elevators?
I do, yes. It's not always that it happens, but it does happen sometimes.
Is vertigo related to that thing like when you're on a like a really high like cliff or something and you like look over the cliff,
yes,
and like you get like, yep, you want to get like pulled into it almost?
That kind, I don't know if you want to get pulled into it, but basically it's what happens to people who go to like, light.
Oh yeah.
You definitely could lose your balance.
It happens to people who go to the Grand Canyon all the time.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they fall in?
And they fall over.
You definitely, yeah, can't fall.
They die.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because when you get vertigo, you just lose your sense of direction. You just fall. You don't even know that, yeah, you're falling.
I've had vertigo.
Is it like a mental thing or what is it?
I think it is
an inner ear thing.
Yeah, because you have the liquid.
Little, yeah.
In your ears or something, right?
Yeah.
And that like creates hairs, equilibrium.
Little hairs, and the liquid falls into those hairs, but
it's like a level
turned upside down or something. The liquid gets separated.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's what
you just kind of like,
yeah,
trip out.
I had vertigo last year when I got sick. Like I was trying to pop my ears, and I guess if you try to pop them too hard, like, you know, you hold your breath in to create pressure, and man, everything was just spinning. And I was at work because I was riding my bike at work.
Marcus is all.
Yeah, I had to like stop, and I'm like trying to like not.
Am I gonna die?
I was just thinking like afterwards, like how funny I look because I was like on the sidewalk, and I'm just like.
Have you guys heard about like the call of the abyss?
No,
that's what I'm talking about.
You mean like when people go to hell and stuff? Yeah.
No. It's like
you talking about that stuff in Russia. That whole thing, yeah, in Russia.
You can hear the sounds of hell.
Yeah. Screams of hell. Yeah.
No, it's an actual thing. You look it up, Ulysses. It's like when you're.
He's all, what
look
you
at Adam say? Giving direction. Adam,
no, Ulysses, look all, at what are you guys talking about again?
So it's a movie, actually.
Does it have anything to do with Alfred Hitchcock?
Call of the Abyss. What it basically is they gave it like a really spooky name, but what it is like when you're standing on the edge of the cliff or something, you get pulled into it. You want to jump. You get pulled into it almost.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. What is this? What does it say, Ulysses? Can you? Hello. Okay. I have a definition from Google. The call of the abyss is that feeling when you stand in a high place and think about jumping but don't actually want to do it. And don't actually do it. It's a feeling more people
have. Do all kids have that? Because they just jump off everything.
What did you say?
I said, do all kids have that? Because they just jump off everything. They climb.
So go on. So what else? That's it?
That's basically it. It just talks about like how many. It says about.
And you're wondering if the call of the abyss is related to vertigo.
Yeah. It's like says about 60% of people experience this.
Yeah, but that sounds like more like a desire to want to jump into it. Whereas vertigo, you have no control.
But you don't want to jump into it. That's what it says. Like you don't, you know it's wrong. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's like an intrusive thought.
Yeah, exactly.
But vertigo is not an intrusive thought.
You have no control.
It literally has. It's
a physical.
That
thing.
Seems more like a
maybe it's
a psychosis.
Like OCD. Like
that thing. Seems like more of a psychosis type thing. Whereas this is actual literal.
It's physical.
It's a physical thing
like
that happens to you.
Or physiological.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.